Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Charlie, a good morning to you. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
We're great. We'll get into all kinds of Steelers stuff and whatever. We do want to talk about the playoffs that are left. And I've been knocking this around all week. Take me through Patrick Mahomes and the way that he handles the football and how much practice time versus how much just innately there is with him being that good of an athlete that he's able to be a magician with the football in his hands, Charlie. What does that take?
Yeah, I mean, I'm playing unbelievably football right now. And I think when you look and see where he was a couple years ago to where he is now, I mean, he's seen the field a lot better. The game has completely slowed down. And he's not afraid to take the chances down the field regardless of how the game starts. And I think we're seeing, Hall of Fame career blossom right in front of our eyes.
When you look at all the quarterbacks that are playing this weekend, Charlie, we discussed this earlier in the week, they all seem to be cut from a very similar physical mold. Now, some of them are more mobile than others, but they're all at least 6'2", if not 6'4". They're big guys, and again, some of them can move better than others, but they've all seemed to be cut from that. They're not a 6 foot, 6 foot one. You know, you see Kyler Murray go out in the first round. You see Lamar Jackson not even get to play in the playoffs because of injuries and because his team didn't get there. Do you have to be of a certain size to be successful at the NFL level these days?
No, you don't. I mean, you can have your prototypes on what you would like your quarterback to be, but I think when you have people who buck the trend and ascend in the manner of Drew Brees. Here he is, a six-footer, and now he's the all-time leading passer in the NFL. So that kind of now, started working against some guys who are a little short stature, and that's why Kyler Murray, quite frankly, went number one because of the success that Drew Brees and Russell Wilson has had. So, yeah, it's great to see a great scenario. It gives us something to talk about in that particular sense. But right now, the way that the college system is working right now, you can see quarterback being more mobile in it, but now puts pressure on your scouts to now to determine whether this guy can now be successful from the college game to the pro game.
Charlie, I don't know if there's been a playoff matchup like Kansas City Buffalo, where one team is coming off a game in which it scored 7 straight touchdowns, the other team is coming off a game in which it scored 6 straight. Is it going to be that kind of offensive explosion this weekend, or might it turn out to be one of those weird things where it's almost exactly the opposite?
I think it could be the opposite. The only reason being because Buffalo's defense is one of the best in the league. So I think when you compare that to the Steelers' defense in Buffalo, it's not even a comparison at this point. So I think this is going to be a little less scoring of a game. But I think ultimately whoever has the ball last will win this game. Every possession is going to count.
Charlie Batch brought to us Parks Casino. ClickParksCasino.com/PA. Promo code THEFAN. Must be 21 and in PA. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Do you find yourself, I don't want to say a soft spot, that's too much, but do you find yourself saying it might be okay to root for the Cincinnati Bengals a little bit because they seem kind of likable? Joe Burrow seems likable. Jamar Chase is pretty electric, and their coach seems like a pretty decent guy, because that's where I am. Where are you with the Bengals?
Well, obviously, I like to see the underdog, and this has, quite frankly, been a long time since we've seen the Bengals in this position, and they're playing with tons of confidence. And of course, it's a division foe, so it makes it a little easier to actually root for them now that the Steelers are out. But, man, if they can get it done, man, this is going to be interesting. And, of course, Pittsburgh's own Tyler Boyd, huge fan of his for a number of years. And I think this is something that as we kind of watch it unfold, we're really going to see how Joe Burrow is going to be over the next few years if he's able to handle the pressure here in this week's game and then ultimately they advance.
Now, I know you've said in the past that you're close with Tyler and that you've talked to him about some different things and that – you know, you've had a relationship with him. What's it been like to see him grow from a guy that was a rookie and a young guy and a guy at Pitt to now he's a veteran receiver? Have you seen a difference in him?
I have, and what's great about it, a lot of these, you know, a lot of, I'll call them kids, but a lot of them, quite frankly, came up through my foundation. And now to see them flourish in the manner that they are, I know what type of person that they are. And it's just really great to really see them have success and then ultimately returning it back to their community. So it's just really beautiful to watch, you know, Tyler grow up right in front of our eyes. You know, obviously we have a chance to watch him twice a year, but it's just really, really great to see not only him, but, you know, a beautiful family as well. So it's just pretty cool to see.
Former Steelers quarterback Charlie Batch with us here on the Fan Morning Show. Let me circle back around to the quarterback thing that I asked about before and ask you, as you look at the quarterbacks that are playing this weekend, forget about the physical mold that they may be cut from. What level of confidence do you feel that Mason Rudolph or Dwayne Haskins can be one of those guys?
Well, I don't think we have the answer to that, quite frankly, because both of their careers are very similar as it relates to numbers wise and starts, and they haven't done it on a consistent basis. We've only seen Mason, you know, in 2019, and he played roughly 10 games, and we've seen him sporadically on some of the games that just, quite frankly, don't matter at the end of the season where there's no pressure. When you have to now do that from start to finish of a season, it really changed the dynamics, and it's going to give us a better opportunity to really see what they're capable of doing. Right now, it's just too early to determine what these guys' careers are going to be.
Charlie, regardless of who the quarterbacks are who would compete for the starting job next year, whether it's a draft pick that comes in, whether it's a veteran guy, and then Rudolph and Haskins, how can you get a true idea of who the best quarterback is for the Steelers, given the limitations they have with just off-season workouts and the preseason games the way that they are?
Well, I think it's ultimately going to be up to them and who puts the more work in. Because quite frankly, yeah, they have to come back in April as it relates to regulated in April. But it doesn't stop them from walking into the building today. Doesn't stop them from walking in building sometime in February. So what is that going to consist of as they're looking to build that relationship with the offensive coordinator here? And, of course, that looks like it's going to be Matt Canada. So that's ultimately the work that they're going to put in. As they're sitting in meeting rooms once they get back to the offseason, everybody's watching the same thing. So what is it going to take for them to get one leg up on one another before really it starts in May? So it's all ultimately up to them.
Duncan, the official coffee of the Fan Morning Show. Charlie, in your estimation, just a flat answer here, did Matt Canada do enough to be retained, do you think?
Now, you know, we talk every Friday. And you know, my stance hasn't changed as it relates to how I felt about this offense. The answer is no. So this is just kind of where I'm at. I don't like the offense. I don't like cutting half of the field off. But, hey, this is what it is, and we've seen exactly what this offense is capable of doing. I just don't see us now advancing and now saying, oh, miraculously, this offense is now going to go from the bottom of the league to the top of the league. I just don't see it happening.
So does Matt deserve the opportunity to try this with a different quarterback, with a quarterback who may not have as much of an influence over the game plan?
Well, I don't have the final say. Now, ultimately, that's going to be Mr. Rooney's decision as it relates to what they're doing, and obviously Tomlin's decision as it relates to what they're doing. So it's in their hands, but ultimately, depending on the number of years that was probably extended on his contract based off salary increase with him moving to offensive coordinator, I think the business now starts to come into play, because Mr. Rooney, if you've been around him, he doesn't fire coaches with a year left on their deal. He's not going to pay him to sit at home. So if he has years on it, Matt's going to be back.
Charlie, do you think Ben was too nice here? I mean, he's clashed with coordinators in the past, and should he have stood up and said, hey, we can't do it this way. We need to do it more my way.
Well, sometimes when you continue to harp on the certain issues, you stop beating your head against a brick wall, and if it's not going to change, there's no sense of saying it. And if you recall back in week one, and I came on this show and I said he does not have the flexibility at the line of scrimmage to change the play. And people were looking at me like I was crazy. Well, how do you know that? You're not around. I've been part of it. I know what the antics look like when you're audibilizing at the line of scrimmage. That didn't happen at all this year until he got into no huddle. And ultimately, they were down 14, 20 points when they started to move the ball. So I think ultimately that's going to change, because if you didn't allow your Hall of Fame quarterback to change planes at the line of scrimmage, I guarantee you they're not going to now allow young quarterbacks in the manner of Dwayne Haskins and Mason Rudolph to change the play at the line of scrimmage.
You can text us, Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder and Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Do you think Ben's at peace with his decision to come back for one more go-round? You think it was for him? Do you think it was worth it this year, Charlie?
It was worth it because once you leave this game, there's no coming back. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I had a conversation with him prior to the announcement that he made on the Thursday of the Cleveland week, and he 100% was at peace, and I could hear it right in his voice. And he was totally okay with that. Now, the flip side, of course, things didn't work out in the manner of them competing and going deep into the playoffs that he would like it as. But, man, he is walking away totally at peace. 18 years, he should have nothing to hold his head down about. Hold it high. He really has revamped Steelers Nation, and he gave us the opportunity as Steelers Nation to be spoiled about what the expectations are over the time, meaning winning the division title, making sure hopefully the AFC Championship game is at home, and obviously giving us hope that the team will finish in the Super Bowl. He has 100% given us credit that way, and we become spoiled. So when he walks away from this, he has nothing to be ashamed about, man. I'm proud of him as a brother, proud of him as a friend, and obviously as a teammate.
Charlie Batch with us here on the Fan Morning Show, presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. You know, you mentioned us being spoiled as Steeler fans, Charlie. Let me ask you this. Jeremy Fowler on ESPN this morning, I guess, was talking about how the Vikings in their head coaching search are looking for a quote-unquote Mike Tomlin or someone similar. And, of course, Mike coached there years ago before he came to Pittsburgh. But they're looking for somebody unique like Mike Tomlin. And it always strikes me that the difference in perspective or perception, I guess I should say, on how Mike Tomlin has fared as Steelers head coach is so wildly different here in Pittsburgh and amongst Steeler fans compared to what it is nationally. How do you assess that difference and why it exists?
Yeah, I mean, I think ultimately every coach, every owner right now is looking for that young, fresh talent that Mike Tomlin was when he was 35 coming in here. So I think this is something that a lot of coaches or a lot of owners are looking at. But I think ultimately, you know, people don't give Mike Tomlin the credit because early on it was always Mike Tomlin's, Coach Cowher's team. And then ultimately when you're playing with the Hall of Fame, a quarterback in a manner that he did 99% of his career, it's hard to kind of judge because people are always going to ask that question. Well, what about? Well, what has he done without him? Well, we haven't never had the luxury of having to find out, right, until 2019. So these are things that ultimately people are going to question here in Pittsburgh. It's just a matter of the amount of respect that he has outside of Pittsburgh. It's baffling to me when people bring that up. But, hey, you know, this is kind of the nature of where we are because I promise you, I've been in bad franchises. I was with the Detroit Lions. Trust me, an 8-8 season, they would cheer and celebrate. They damn near might give you a praise. So this is something that, you know, we've become spoiled, and that's why people just don't understand it when they look at it from the inside perspective versus what people are seeing from the outside perspective.
Charlie, and I'm not talking about like Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson and maybe not even David Carr, but of the quarterbacks that may be out there, the veteran guys around the league, is there one that sticks out to you that would make sense for the Steelers to bring in?
At this point, it's a little too early for me, only because I really have not scoured everybody's roster to say, okay, this guy's available. And then when you do identify which player is available, you have to figure out how many years he has left on his contract. If it's a free agent, yeah, that makes things easier. But if he has years left on his deal, and I promise you, everybody around the league knows that the Steelers need a quarterback. So they're not just going to give quarterbacks away. So the ransom is going to be there. So what is the collateral that the Steelers are willing to give up? Right now, I just don't see it. They have way too many holes that they have to fix on this year's roster to now give up future picks in trying to build the team. So I just don't see it happening. I think that's why I 100% believe that is going to your quarterback for 2022 is currently on the Steelers roster.
Charlie, it's been great. It's been spectacular again today. Stay warm this weekend. We appreciate it, and we will talk soon.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me, fellas.
Absolutely. Hi, Charlie Batch. Thanks, brought Charlie. To us by Parks Casino, P-A-R-X Casino. Check them out online. Really great stuff. It's kind of Charlie kind of saying, you know, this isn't what's best for the organization with the offensive coordinator, but if they're going to go forward with it, try to make the best out of that situation.
Yep. And it's what they're going to do. You can read that writing on the wall sometimes years in advance.
Yeah. You're going to want to hear today's epic ending. It's toward the end of the show. It's about 48 minutes after, 12 minutes until the hour.
It will truly be epic.
Uh-huh. And it'll be presented to you by New Flow Men's Health and by Pittsburgh Pain Management. Be sure to hear today's epic ending. It'll be very special. Amy Schuneman, WPIL, next here, Fan Morning Show. WPIL Executive Director Amy Schuneman, she joins right now as she does every single Friday at about this time. Amy, stay warm. 2-hour delay for the WPIL offices or no, Amy? No morning kindergarten?
It's like stay inside. That's all I got to say.
Yeah.
Open that door.
It is freezing out there. But good news yesterday, or just actually earlier in the week, this is something that is fascinating to me all the time because I love reading about the history of local sports. WPIL Hall of Fame Class 2022. And I can't believe Dion Bentley already wasn't in. Like, you get that all the time. Like, I can't believe that person wasn't already in. This class is crazy, though. Johnny Lujack, you had some great swimmers, some great basketball players, some great teams. Mm-hmm. Tell us just a little bit about it, though.
We are excited. This is our 15th class, so, you know, we've been doing it for 15 years, and there's so many great athletes, coaches, and everybody to come out of the WPIL. It'll take us a long time to recognize them all, so we do have to rely on the nominations that we have. But Dion Bentley is certainly one of the greats, the Gatorade National Athlete of the Year. We have Bob Guerinci, a first-round draft pick of the Major League Baseball. We got Brian Simmons, another player in Major League Baseball. You mentioned Johnny Lujack. What a great story he has there as the oldest living recipient of the Heisman Trophy award there. He's in the College Hall of Fame. He played for the Bears. But he's 97 years old, and he is said that he's coming back for this event. So
that's
we're
awesome.
Excited to have him be a part of it. And Ruth Ann Burke, again, she was 95 years old, and who would have thought she wasn't the oldest to get inducted. But one of the pioneers for female athletics. She started the Girls Athletic League before it became a part of the WPIL. So
wow.
At the 50th year anniversary of Title IX this year, it's a great honor to have her be inducted for her accomplishments in female sports.
Johnny Lujack might be better than Mason Rudolph right now, by the way. He might start for the Steelers next year.
Well,
said he gets back to Notre Dame every year. So, yeah, he's out and about.
Well, and that's the cool part, I guess, is that I know how hard it was to conduct these kind of things when people couldn't gather and get together. And not just these sort of events for, like, the WPIL Hall of Fame, but I know the basketball championships, it sounds like, are going to be back to where they were a couple years ago pre-pandemic as well.
Yes, we're excited to finalize the details there and getting all 12 basketball championships at the Peterson Event Center. So 3 days of, you know, great basketball down there at the beginning of March. So we're excited for that and having a great atmosphere again. The last time we were there, we had Laurel Highlands and Mars, which was a fantastic game, and some other ones that we're looking forward to some big games down there in March.
It's a great venue for it. Awesome news to hear that as well. Amy, thanks so much for the time this morning. Stay warm this weekend. We'll catch up with you again soon.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
WPIL Executive Director Amy Schuneman. She joins us for a couple minutes every week just to highlight what's going on, and obviously the Hall of Fame class of 2022 announced, and the good news that those WPIL basketball championships will be back at the Pete this year. We got to make our picks for the weekend. Those are right around the corner, and you won't want to miss the epic ending today.
No, it's great.
It's Jim's final epic ending, I guess. So just count on it being good. That's coming up on the Fan Morning. I guess when you're not hanging out with us all the time anymore, Jim, we'll have to, like, call you or text you to get your picks. So this will be, like, the last time. Well, I guess we'll do a couple picks next week for the conference championship games. But
yeah, we got three left.
Yeah, three weeks left. Yeah, three games after this week's games. Four divisional round games. There's no way I can catch Colin or Matt for first place.
Oh.
I would have to
mathematically eliminated.
I would have to go a perfect 7-0, and both of you would have to go 0-7. Oh, so that's not happening. All I'm trying to do now is catch Jim so I'm not in last place. And I'm two games behind him. Colin, you and Matt are tied in first place, 50-42-1. So let's dive right in. Tomorrow, 4:30 kickoff.
Wait a minute. We got a little time here. We got 5 minutes to pick these games. You said we're tied, and then
we
have 4-2, and 7 more games left.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys you can't catch us with those 7 games.
No, because
I can.
Wait a minute,
Jim can.
Jim mathematically can. I mathematically could tie you guys.
Right, but you can't.
But it's not likely.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Probably get eliminated today unless you pick Oppo.
Everything.
And you can't pick Oppo both. Probably.
No, probably not.
Yeah.
Wow. All
so,
right.
Something to consider there.
Jeez.
And now I got to decide if I want to make my picks based on what Jim does. Because you guys are battling it out for first place. I just want to catch Jim.
This took quite a turn about halfway through the season.
It really did.
You were dominating for the first part
of
the year.
And then I went in the tank. And you were a mess for the first 6 or 7 weeks.
I'm always a mess to start off the year because I just don't know what teams are yet.
All right, let's pick them. We're going to go in sequential order how the games are being played.
Chronological order. We start tomorrow, 4:30 kickoff on CBS. in Nashville. The Titans hosting the Bengals. Tennessee favored by 3.5. I'll go. Look, we talked about how much fun it is to watch the Bengals. I think as long as they hit one big play early, they've got a chance to take the Titans out of their game plan, and I think they actually win this. Forget just the spread. Wrong team's favored. Give me Cincinnati.
Wow. I'd like for this to be the time in which to play along with that great storyline, and man, love. I think this will be one of those games that through about 2.5 quarters, it'll be close. It might even be a little bit high scoring and a bit of a shootout, and then Cincinnati's going to remember that they're Cincinnati.
Ooh.
And I think Tennessee will use that ground game. They'll pound them. They will physical them a little bit, and I look for Tennessee to win this game by 6. So what's the number here?
3.5.
Yeah, so give me Tennessee here.
All right.
Tennessee will win something like 33 to, what's 33 minus 6?
27.
Yeah, there you are. 33-27.
That's how that works.
It's all about the numbers.
I'm terrible at math, I told you.
Jim.
I'm going to go with Cincinnati.
Damn it.
Okay.
Well, I'm trying to catch you, Jim.
I'll give you a chance to catch me in a couple games.
Okay, we'll see. Matt?
I picked the Bengals to go to the AFC Championship game before the playoffs started, so I got to stick with it now.
Wow.
I'll say wrong team's favored. Bengals win it.
Colin Lone Wolf on the one seed.
Yeah.
On the one seed.
They were the lowest team in our fan morning show poll.
For some reason, it's easy to not respect them.
I'll tell you exactly why, the reason. Because people haven't seen Derrick Henry in a long time.
Yes. Yeah.
That's
you're probably
why.
Right.
If he would be good throughout the last couple months, then people would be prone
right.
to just jump on it.
Yeah, that's going
to
be it.
The other one seed playing tomorrow night, 8:15 kickoff at a frigid Lambeau Field on Fox. Packers favored over the 49ers by 5.5. I think they win this by at least a touchdown. Give me the Packers.
This is the one I think I'm most confident about all weekend. I think the Pack might, with a week's rest, with the, as we've pointed out numerous times, the double middle finger to the world tour that Aaron Rodgers is on. He continues that.
It's a discount double check.
It is. Give him a bang, bang. We're on camera. We can do this.
Yeah, you're number one. You're number one.
Right? Yes.
Yeah.
Rodgers.
Right. I think that they're going to win by 10. So I think this game will be... They'll have it well in hand, and that those people will be far up there.
Yeah,
there in Green Bay. So give me the Pack,
Jim. Matt?
Chris, sorry to disappoint you.
Going with the Packers.
Yeah.
All right. That's all right.
No, I've got to, but I think I can come through for you here in the next two.
All
games.
Right. Clean sweep, Matt.
No.
Tell us about it.
People did this last week with San Francisco against Dallas.
You're right
gives
about
them
that.
Any respect.
You're not wrong about that.
Kyle Shanahan's been to the Super Bowl, folks, and he's got that team playing really good offense. And,
is that Jimmy
good
G
defense.
Good looking or what, man? Oh, is he good looking? He is so good looking.
You won't even tap the brakes on it.
I know.
It's true, though. You know, I'm playing it up a little bit, but he is a good looking fella. He really
he
is.
He does well for himself, I'm
yeah,
sure.
I'm yes. sure.
I think they're going to, they might not win this game. I'm not going to pick them to win, but I think they'll lose by like 4.
Okay. So, lone wolf on the Niners.
Yeah.
Matt, that'll be two difference makers between you and Colin, it looks like so far. All right, Sunday games. First, NFC on NBC, Buccaneers hosting the Rams. Tampa favored by 3 in a 3:00 kickoff on Sunday. I don't have a ton of confidence still in Matt Stafford. I'm sorry, I don't. Maybe that's foolish of me, but give me Brady over Stafford and give me Tampa.
Give me Tampa. What's the number again? I'm sorry.
3. No, that's all right.
Tampa scores a touchdown in overtime, and they win this football game. So they'll take care of the number in overtime. Give me Tampa.
And it'll be fixed, right, because it's Brady?
Where did that
come from?
I don't know.
Just felt like saying it. Okay, Chris, here's where I come through for you.
Uh-oh.
Okay,
please,
because,
go Rams.
And this is using Matt's Cincinnati thing. Before, when we made our picks at the beginning of the season, my Super Bowl matchup, I predicted the Rams and Bills.
Okay.
I got to go with the Rams.
Got to ride with
even
the Rams.
Even though if I had to bet on it, I'd bet on Tampa, but I'm going to pick the Rams here.
You know who would be happy with that pick, Jim?
Who's that?
Guess who?
Aaron Donald.
Yes.
Thank you.
Do you think he'll choke anybody?
I hope so.
Man, he gets in a fight every 3 weeks. That's one of the under-reported stories in the NFL. How often they're one of their biggest players – not biggest in stature, but most high-profile players, gets in a fight. He fights more than just about any other NFL player. And he goes right for your throat. Like, he tries to choke you out. It's
It's Penn Hills, bro. He doesn't mess around.
No, but you know what? That's another example of a guy like, and I know Cam Hayward doesn't do it in actual games. He does it in training camp and stuff. But for two guys that are like,
Donald just gets a lot of personal fouls. I'm not saying it's a bad thing, or it's just, it is what it is.
But you know what I'm saying? Like the difference, the switch, man, when they're competing.
You would think all of that would discourage someone from trying to attack him on the south side. But
I'm not talking about on a football field. Right. He's one of the last men on earth you want to tangle with.
I know.
Who you got, man?
I know.
Give me Tom Brady.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Jim the lone wolf on the Rams. All right. Final game of the weekend, Sunday, 6:30. I think it'll be the best game of the weekend. Chiefs favored by just 1.5 at home against the Buffalo Bills. I think Josh Allen goes in and just lights it up. The Bills' defense is very good, but I think Mahomes will have his moments as well. I think both teams end up scoring in the 30s. But give me the Bills.
I think Mahomes is going to look like Meadowlark Lemon. He's going to be throwing it between his legs. He's going to throw fake popcorn at people. He's going to have it behind his
back. Referee.
Yeah, he's going to be doing crazy stuff, and they're going to win by at least a touchdown. Wow. Give me the Chiefs.
Jim?
Well, I the same reason, I guess. So we're going to agree on this one.
That's
but right. I'm picking the Bills just because I picked an L.A. Buffalo Super Bowl. So I'm gonna ride those teams as long as they're still available.
Are there two more divergent cities in this country than Los Angeles and Buffalo? Yay.
Maybe not.
No.
Detroit and San Diego.
Yeah. Same difference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I picked the Bucks and Bills Super Bowl, but I'm going Chiefs.
Wow.
All right.
Even split on the Chiefs and the Bills then. We'll recap all the picks for you Monday after the games. And coming up next, our epic ending.
It's epic.
It will be it'll be truly
epic. We can only hope.
Yeah. If we pull this off, it's going to be good.
As Jim's got a tasty musical treat for you.
Can't make this up.
Just chaos.
I can't make this up. For his final act.
You know how Nick Costos told us yesterday his nickname as a kid was Nicky Chaos?
Yes.
Jimmy Chaos strikes again.
For his final
James
act,
Colony.
Jim Colony just spilled coffee all over the control room that wasn't his. What happened?
This 15 minutes after nearly shorting out your laptop with Diet Pop.
No, I want to confer with producer Matt about the, because what we're going to do here, there's an intro, right,
where it
establishes for like 12 measures. And so I had to kind of sync it up and realize when I start. And so I left the thing here, went to go to the men's room, came back. I reached for my white paper on the dark console that had a dark black Get-Go coffee cup that I didn't see.
So it's Get-Go's fault.
Yes.
No, but I didn't see it. And all of a sudden, it boom, this thing. I'm like, where'd that come from? And it spills all over the place.
I can't make that up.
I mean, I know.
I go in there, and there's three guys cleaning up. Like,
so are we still on the air? Is anybody hearing us right now?
It went all over expensive equipment.
No, it spilled all over the counter and didn't spill on any of the equipment.
Oh, I thought that was on the keyboard stuff.
No. Luckily, it didn't spill on the keyboard. It was just on the counter.
Okay.
And so it was able to be cleaned up without any damage.
No further.
I did damage my computer earlier, apparently, but then I just unplugged it and it started and the keys all worked okay. So I'm off the hook there.
Look, next Friday we will have a celebration of Jim. Jimapalooza, Colony Fest, whatever you want to call it. Next Friday, Jim will come back in, even though he'll already be in the swing of sleeping in and reading books on the treadmill every morning. We'll have him come in one more time. Just to have fun with you, the listener, honestly. We want to hear from you next Friday, some of your favorite gym memories. But one of my favorite gym memories, both before I worked on the morning show and since I started working on the morning show, has been what I think is – we played one earlier.
Mm-hmm.
It's the greatest thing, the greatest invention to come out of the Fan morning show since this station's inception.
Well, Colin does all the hard work on
Jim's Hottest Jams.
Is Jim Colony's Hottest Jams.
And the lyrics fit this one because it's a putting a bow on everything.
Yes.
It's what he's going to do at the end of his career. Should we just get on with it, Jim? Are we ready?
Yeah,
producer,
I guess. Hopefully
Matt?
I don't spill anything during this. But
let's go. This is the one. Matt, you got the music? Intro?
Thing is, you got to let it establish for a little bit here.
Yeah, like 12 measures, you said.
No, something like that. I mean, you got Snoop wanders into the living room. Dad's upset.
Right.
He's going to hand off the 40 here any second.
Yeah.
And you're going to hear a little of
him. Steady long, right? Like that?
With so much drama in the PIT, it's kind of hard being Jim Colony, but somehow, some way, I keep coming with funky-ass stuff, like every single day. May I kick a little something for the G's?
Yeah.
And make a few ends as I breeze. 2 in the morning, the party's still jumping, cause my Linda ain't home. I got bitches in Richland getting it on. Yes. And they ain't leaving until the morn.
6 in the morn.
So what you want to do?
Damn.
I got the Pens game on and my homeboy's watching too. So turn off the lights, close the doors. But we don't love them hoes. So we going to smoke an ounce to this. G's up, hoes down, while y'all bounce to this. Rolling down the street, smoking endo. Sipping on Natty Light. With my mind on my money and money on my mind.
Yes.
Rolling down the street smoking endo. Sipping on Natty Light laid back. With my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Right.
I don't know if we're still with Beater.
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah, you're good.
We're still
now that I got me some diet, Now that I got me some diet green tea, everybody's got the cups, but they ain't chipped in. Now this types of stuff happens all the time.
Whoa.
You got to get yours, but fool, I got to get mine.
Right.
Everything's fine when you're listening to J.I.M. I got the cultivating music that be captivating. He who listens to the words that I speak as I take me a drink to the middle of Raleigh Court and get to mac into this trick named Ricky.
Ricky?
Yeah, Ricky.
Okay.
She used to be the homeboy's lady.
Oh, that
in
trick?
In Shaler.
Yes.
80 degrees when I tell you that trick, please. Raise up off these N.U.T.s. Because you gets none of these.
At ease.
Yeah. As I mob the golf course, feel the breeze. As Linda cuts off my N-U-T's. I'm just rolling down the street smoking endo.
Yes.
Sipping on Natty Light.
Yes.
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Oh.
And I'm going to make a whole lot less of it soon. Rolling down the street smoking endo. Sipping on Natty Light.
Late.
With my mind on my money. And my money on my mind.
Right. One more verse?
Well, yeah. Uh-huh. Later on that day, my homie Hathorn came through with a gang of Natty Ice.
Yes.
A fat ass J of some bubonic chronic that made me choke. Damn, this ain't no joke. I had to back up off it, sit my cup down. Natty Ice and chronic. Yeah, I'm tore up now. But I ain't stopping. Jimmy's still popping. We got some tricks from the city of Richland to serve me not with a cherry on top. Because when I bust my stuff, I'm raising up off the cot. Don't get upset, girl. That's just how it goes. I don't love you, hoes. Jimbo, out the door.
All right. There we go, Jimbo. That was jams. Good stuff, Jimbo. How do you feel about that? How do you feel about your performance?
Well, my eyes are watering a little bit.
You may have just topped Mask Off.
Oh.
May have just beaten that.
Yeah, and every word was good. We were okay. I cleared it all.
Lyrics by Colin Dunlap.
No, right? Rewritten.
Well, Snoop and Colin, and it's a collaborative effort.
Yes,
collab. Those are all the rage these days.
Kids call it a collab, yes.
Yeah.
So good job by you.
Thank you. People
are dropping off beer outside the window here, Jim.
Yeah.
People are doing a bunch of
Fred.
Different things.
Freddie
dropped you off a hat. We got a bunch of different things for you. So.
This is awesome. So thanks to Fred.
But this isn't the farewell. This isn't ode
no, it's
to
not.
Jim. That's Friday.
This, yeah.
Just getting people warmed up.
Soft launch.
Can't believe you.
Can't believe you pulled off that.
I know. Endo.
Whole song.
You know what endo is, Jim?
No idea.
That's okay.
Yeah.
It makes it better.
Look it up on Urban Dictionary
right.
later.
Anything? What are your plans this weekend? Just kind of decompress a little bit. Not wake up on Monday. Wake up eventually, but not early.
You know, believe it or not, I mean, this is going to be hard. I'll probably watch some hockey and football.
There you go.
Maybe a little bit.
Change of pace.
Really
going
to change it up, huh?
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll just, roll on the Hallmark Channel all weekend.
All right. Big round of applause for Jimbo.
Jim.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
And we'll see you Friday, Jimbo. Thank you.
We got to send that to Ramon.
Those words? Yeah. Well, we'll send him the audio.
He'll appreciate it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Because that was
positively.
When I heard you guys play the Mask Off
again.
Earlier.
Uh-huh.
And then when I repeated, Ramon wasn't listening that morning when I did it, and I was repeating it in the locker room.
Yeah.
And Chooks laughed next to him.
Well, I'm sure
and
a lot of people
Ramon
probably
said,
just laughed.
No, Ramon said, you made Chooks laugh.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, nobody has ever made Chooks laugh.
Yeah. Well, you made
certainly
a lot of
not this season. No one was laughing.
Laugh for a lot of years, and especially just right now.
Well, thank
so.
You.
Thank you, Jim.
And I'll be back.
We'll see you on Friday.
You'll be missed until Friday.
Bye now.
And with that, we tell you, before we give you the weather, we tell you about FanDuel. Let's do it that way. Each win means that you're much more in the NFL playoffs. And FanDuel Sportsbook partnership with Valley Forge hooking up new customers with 30-1 enhanced odds. Bet $5 to win $150. Any team to win this weekend?
Yeah, any of the 8 teams in any of the 4 games, the divisional round, your chance to win big if you're a new customer to FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 93.7 The Fan. All you got to do, download the FanDuel Sportsbook app today, plug in our promo code FAN, F-A-1, and then bang, you're locked in. Turn $5 into $150. Exclusive 30-1 enhanced odds on any team in any game this weekend, the divisional round of the playoffs.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.